good evening. You're in tune to the Meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the Meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you so much for preferring to be right here with us than any other place on the planet. For those of you who are using your phones and radio apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure you're attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful for you and am consistently asking and knocking and seeking to be able to give you more support in knocking, seeking, asking to be all that you are. As a living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of that absolute and supreme intelligence that beats our hearts, that breathes us, that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And we are in this now moment where it matters that we care to walk in the integrity of the truth of who we are as these points of it. Dwelling in the reality of the presence of the absolute is our gift and our blessing. Dwelling as points of presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence is the greatest wealth and greatest joy that we would ever know. Being vivid in our own self-expression as these points of its presence and consciously caring to activate and invoke the greatness of who we are by virtue of the lineages that we have come through is duty, obligation, and responsibility, and our care to be able to respond correctly and directly to being under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide. And instead of us being all in fear and trepidation and procrastination and inhibition in relationship to it, then we can really begin to imagine ourselves whole, healed, consciously seeking that which is renewing and rebirthing us, giving us the opportunity to experience a new mind, an opportunity to have the greater realizations, revelations, and epiphanies that align us, harmonize us, so that we are realizing that there are no ones who have been authorized by the intelligence of existence, the will of existence, the laws of existence, to function outside of the order of existence itself. It is not the purpose of anyone to be in a place where they would prefer to be outside of themselves, to be misaligned and in degradation and distortion and dysfunction, as opposed to really walking in the clarity of mind, the consistency of effort and the rejoicing and blessedness in being this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence that we each are. For that intelligence, that reality is the lowest and common, the highest common denominator of us all. And it is the even playing field. And beyond that, there is very little equality other than the fact that we are all breathing and our hearts are beating. But by virtue of what it is we're choosing on a day-to-day basis in terms of what we're ingesting, in terms of what we're thinking, in terms of how we spend our time and with whom we spend time, and whether we are spending time, investing time, wasting time, we have been given time as the greatest commodity that we have while we are on the planet to self-actualize, self-realize, and come into the greater initiative towards being our great selves. And it would be such a wonderful thing if every spirit that's in a body and every spirit that is disembodied were all consciously caring to rejoice in the gift of life itself. It would be such a wonderful thing if those of us who are men, the progenitor of lineages, and wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages, if we really care to walk in the integrity of our high ethic and morality, to be in a place and space where we're uncompromising, that we are always growing, unfolding, always asking, seeking, knocking to be ever more of the mores that we truly are, as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, it would be so wonderful if those ones who realize that they have been misguided and miseducated and out of alignment and out of attunement with the will of existence and the laws of existence, that everyone would really just go deeper to be in that place of solitude and solace, to be mindful and repentive of the error and the errors, and care to be cleansed from all of the resentments and pain and frustration and madness and anger and all of the emotions that whittle away at our peace and our poise and our power. It'd be such a wonderful thing if those of us who are living in this now moment decided in this now moment that we will be completely cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, so that the rest of our lives is an actual living as opposed to a sickening, a degeneration, a declining, a dementing, being in that place and space where we're realizing that with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, we have the opportunity to be completely regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified in the light of the truth of the all that we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, whose intelligence is absolute and supreme. No one can outthink it, outlove it, outplan it, outplot it, outdo it, outstand it. But we each have the opportunity to harmonize our efforts with its will, knowing that the will of existence is always in its own best interest and the best interest of everything and everybody, for it is all there is as existence itself. So it will always do that which is consistently exalting itself, regenerating, replenishing itself, revitalizing, revivifying itself. And there are no efforts that men can make, regardless of how dysfunctional, distorted, or wicked that they may be, where they have any real leverage over that which is absolute, that which is light, that which is wisdom, that which is truth, or the intelligence of existence, or those who are positioning and poised in realizing the integrity of who they and we each are as these points of its own presence directly. And as we are consciously caring to dig deeper and reach higher and to uncover and rediscover the divinity of existence, the blessedness of being, to be mindful of the mind that we have the opportunity to tap into, so that we are able to get direct downloads of insight, inspiration, intuition, guidance, and the ability to facilitate the clearing, the cleansing, and the healing of everything and everybody, including Mother Earth, Mother Nature, our creatures, the atmosphere, the ecological balance, and to be in a place where we are mindful of the power that we have and we care to be potent in it. And to know that the fulfillment of the law and the fulfillment of the light is in love, and love is the harmony of truth, and the truth is that we each are so absolutely blessed, so absolutely enriched, enlivened, and gifted with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, that we are designed perfectly and perfectly designed to be these vehicles and vessels and conduits of love, light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power, potency, ingenuity, talent, creativity, and all of the virtues of integrity that are consistent with the character of who we really are. And to know that in this now moment, there are so many ones who are tired of being tired, so many ones who are sick of being sick, so many ones who are tired of the inebriation, the stupefaction, the intoxication, and all of that which has undermined their joy, their happiness, their peace, their poise, and are striving to cast it off. The shame, the blame, the disdain, and to be remembered in the repentance, in the plea and the application for redemption, to be restored, to be reconciled and harmonized, to be uplifted and uplifting, to be enriched and enriching, to really walk in the greater degrees of integrity for their own sake, as well as for the sake and the respect and the love of those who've loved them. This now moment is potent, and we each can be ever more potent if we would care to do that which gives us leverage over all of that which we find no joy in. And to be in a place where the love of the light and the light that is love is triumphant and victorious in every fiber of our being, so we become radiant, brilliant. And that just bathing in the reality of the presence of any one of us attuned to the light of the supreme intelligence that we each are, that there's a healing and wholeness that others experience as a result of it, and they join us and we become contagious. The laughter, the love, the rejoicing, the singing, the songs, the dancing, the celebration and the gift, and as gifts of life itself, where we need no alcohol, we need no flesh, we need no sodas, we need none of the things that are generally brought to the celebrations and the parties. But to really be vibrant and whole. Because every atom and every cell of our being is permeated with the fullness of desire to walk in the integrity, the right alignment, the high frequency and vibration of who we are as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And to know that whatever it is that we have created, whatever it is that we are experiencing, whatever the degree of pain or suffering or fear, whatever, we can really just focus on the salvation and the deliverance that we've already experienced. And to know that our heart is still beating and we're still breathing, and we've survived so much. And that all we need to do is to care more, to be more caring, more integritous with the high ethic, more integritous with our own authenticity, more committed to living and loving and lifting and honoring and rejoicing and reverencing and appreciating and appreciating, loving and being consistent in the exaltation of a full effort and a full life's urge to reach for that which is nourishing, hydrating, oxygenating, mineralizing, alkalizing, and cellularly regenerative, so that we are being charged in the frequency of love through the loyalty and the devotion and the mindfulness of the greatest gift and the greatest wealth that we already have. And so in this now moment, there are those of us who are breathing deeply and know that the breath comes easy. And there are those who are having issues breathing because of the blockage and obstruction, the accumulation and the saturation of mucus and things in the lungs and the bronchioles and whatnot. And there's a real need to be cleansed. And that which is essential for our living, it doesn't really cost much. It costs us to pay attention. The payment is the attention and attending to the light that is supreme intelligence. And to be intensely intentional in being able to outthink a system that has delusionally set itself up to prosper at the detriment of other ones. There is no prosperity at the detriment of anything or anybody for any reason at any time. And this is a very difficult lesson that so many ones have not yet come to realize, that we have the opportunity to internalize and harmonize with, so that we have leverage and that we're not complicit, complacent, and co-conspirating with our own genocide and demise and dementia and sickness, illness, disease, despair, and all of that, when we are dwelling in the reality of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence with each and every breath, every beat of our heart, every step that we make, everywhere that we go. We are completely immersed in the reality of its presence. There is nothing that can keep it from being, because it is the all that is. And each of us is an individuation of its own presence, and we have been given the opportunity to activate and to call forth and invoke the greatness of the lineages that we are. The lineages that we've come through, those whose names we can call and those whose names we will never know. And each lineage is as a thought that has issued from the Creator's mind, imbued with so much of its own gifts and talents and skills and abilities to add wholeness and greatness and more rejoicing to life itself.
Greetings, WRFG family and friends. On behalf of the board, staff, and volunteers, we want to send our appreciation for your support during our recent on-air fund drive. We are most grateful for those who donate faithfully to ensure that we stay on the air, providing you progressive news, information, and quality hand-picked music. We want to remind those who pledge to please fulfill your promise as soon as possible. You can simply mail your donations to 1083 Austin Avenue Northeast, Atlanta 30307. You can also utilize our secure online donation portal at wrfg.org. Again, we cannot thank you enough for the generous, loving support of your independent community radio station, 89.3 FM and wrfg.org. We exist, resist, and persist because of you.
And so on behalf of those ones whose names we can call, our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, and all of those whose names we may not know who have come before them, on behalf of the need that there is for our global liberation from the chains of oppression and self-enslavement to sensuality, sexuality, materiality, and the divisiveness that puts us in place of sorrow and aloneness, that renders us incapable of knowing how to use love to transcend, transform, and transmute every relationship and everything towards our greater good. The love of light, the love of life, the love of God, the love of being, the love of the absolute and supreme intelligence that is the source of all of existence itself. It is all there is as existence itself. And for our coming to a point and place where we realize that each individual one of us has to carry the responsibility of being able to respond correctly and directly in our own best interest in this now moment, that we are no longer in a place where, or we have seen the ineffectiveness of a few ones trying to do on behalf of many ones who refuse to do what's in their own best interest. And so we've seen that it's foolish to wait for government to do that which you should do for yourself. It's foolish to wait for the systems of oppression to change their way when the people themselves refuse to change or be changed. It is our responsibility to ask and knock and seek to stand in the light of the truth of this supreme intelligence and to be vivid in our own self-representation and self-expression as these points of it, knowing that there is no political consciousness that is greater than our dwelling in our own authenticity as these points of it, of all, and to know that in truth and in light, that as these points of absolute and supreme intelligence, we are all family, we are all brothers and sisters first, regardless of what hue of people we are. But it's become very difficult for those who are in violation of themselves and their selves to truly understand it, to truly walk in the integrity of that, to truly be harmonizing factors and forces in life, that there are those who continue to spread the frequency of divisiveness and racism and bigotry and homophobia and all of these other things that put us in a place where we are not able to experience the fullness of the lightness of being because we are stuck. And to allow ourselves to become radiant in absolute and supreme intelligence, then we have to be hydrated and oxygenated and mineralized and nourished. Truly nourished, but also to be completely cleansed from the violation of having fed off of the carcasses of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of things and being in a place where we have consumed so much chemicals in the beverages and the nitrates and the nitrites and the BHA and the BHT and the synthetics that were in the breakfast cereals and all of the Kool-Aid and the artificially colored drinks and things that is causing all of this cancer and lupus and sarcoidosis and all of these other issues that are accumulating in the tissues to the degree to which now the hair is not growing and people are, the nails won't grow and the spirit is losing itself. There's no luster and no enthusiasm for life. There is a whittling away at the integrity of the divinity of oneself, and multiply that times millions of people, then we, as the people, have to reach for life. We have to care to be healed and to know that in order to be healed, we must be cleansed. And the cleansing has to be daily as opposed to quarterly or yearly or daily. As a result of 20, 30, 40, 50 years of consumption of that which has no real nutritive properties for the body, for the cells, and have added so much toxicity, acidity, parasitic infestation, bacterial, viral, and other organisms that are breeding, feeding, and excreting their waste in the body temples of those who should be radiant and brilliant as living, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. And this is why we have to understand what to do to come to the degrees of harmony that so many people have always said, we need to come together. We just need to come together. Why can't we come together? There is no coming together when we are working against ourselves and ourselves. The coming together can only really truly happen when each one harmonizes with the absolute one and consciously cares to be ordered through the clearing, the cleansing, the consecration of the body temple, the restoration, realignment, reconciliation, the harmonization, the invocation of that which is divinity as the reality of who we are, where we are, and the conscious care to master ourselves, so that we're able to optimize and maximize our living, our loving, our being, our doing, our thinking. With the conscious effort in laying foundation for a greater good for our children and grandchildren, for all children and the grandchildren and the great-grandchildren and the great-great-great and the great-great-great-great, and to understand that real womanhood and manhood, the estates of manhood and womanhood are about God and goddesshood becoming, unfolding, taking responsibility for what it is we're creating, doing that which is truly in our own best interest consistently over time, having an understanding and an understanding that to truly serve as life serves, then we can't be filled with death and dying and rotting and decomposing and decaying in our tissues, in our bodies. We cannot harbor hatred and jealousy and envy and negativity and divisiveness and chaos in our hearts and our minds. And then think that because we go to places for fellowship and worship, whether they're churches or mosques or temples or synagogues or whatever, that we have the true salvation when we will not do what's in our own best interest in freeing ourselves and ourselves so that we are able to be clearer, cleaner vehicles and vessels of the love, light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power, potency of this absolute and supreme intelligence that has gifted us so much of itself so that we are able to know the glory, the peace, the poise, the power, and the prosperity of what it is to be, to take full advantage of being the beneficiaries of all of the love, the light, the service, the labor, the sacrifices, the realizations, the revelations, the epiphanies, the procession of progression on the path of maturation in the light of the truth of all that they were. We are the beneficiaries. So let us bathe every day in the light of absolute and supreme intelligence. Let us clear, cleanse, purify ourselves so that we are reversing any issues that may have started accumulating and concentrating in our tissues. Let us be in a place and space where we truly value our lives more than we value our things, that we are laying the foundation for the paradigm shift so that we are literally, consciously, caringly, mindfully dwelling in the reality of eternity right here, right now, in each and every moment, with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts. On behalf of the establishment of the eternal order, the eternal government, the restoration, the reconciliation, and the reorientation of humanity and humankind, Mother Earth, Mother Nature, and all of those elements and elementals and insects and creatures that constitute our wholeness. Let us live to be light and love, to know the victory and the salvation. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. And this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are not familiar with me, I'm the regular producer and host of the Meeting of the Inner Circle. I find myself speaking to the issues of our global resurrection as a result of being under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide. It affects absolutely everyone and everything. And we cannot afford to be in a place where we are thinking that to be about the liberation of Africans or black people or Negroes or whatever is going to be logistically possible where you have no commitment to the liberation of all. To be committed to liberation is to be committed to law. And as quiet as it's kept, there is no real liberation that could ever come with a commitment to struggle. To struggle means that we're not willing to accept the fullness of the responsibility to understand how to use the laws that govern us, and that there is law that governs all of existence itself, and nobody is exempt. So when we are dealing with those and are being dealt with by those who are lawless, then our greatest degree of leverage comes when we care to be fully acclimated and harmonized within the laws, the law of love, the law of sowing, taking responsibility for what it is we're seeing, what it is we're saying, what it is we're doing, what our hands are participating in, and to know that in this now moment is crucial, that we realize that we are represented and are representing lineages of people, and that regardless of what hue of people we are, everybody is in need of the greatness of themselves to be able to tap into who they are, their gifts, their talents, their skills, and their abilities to be in a place where they are fully activated as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence. And I know it's not the easiest thing to accomplish, but it's necessary. And to be in a mindset where we are set mentally to take responsibility for going deeper and reaching higher, to be in a place and space where we're exalting the beauty of life, the divinity of existence, the sacredness and the sanctity of life, and to no longer participate in the usurpation, the capitalization, the bastardization of other beings and feeding off of their carcasses, defiling our own bloodstreams, anesthetizing, inebriating, intoxicating, and stupefying ourselves and our children. We have to realize what is and what are the foundational issues in terms of what has culminated over the years that put us in a place and space where we have been so adversely impacted and affected, and see the pandemic of sickness, illness, disease, despair, depression, oppression, subjugation, violation, incarceration, and all of that which we are witnessing that has affected our family members, our youth, and as those of us who care to truly have true meaning and significance in our lives, and it is necessary that we really clear our emotional traumas and dramas and realize that we've been socialized on a path of adulteration, so that by 21 we were labeled adult, no longer what the Creator intended. We know shame, game, blame, guilt, all manners of indiscretions and things that put us in a place where we won't discuss what we've done and what was done to us because of the trauma that it's affected. And now 20 years later, 30 years later, 40 years later, yesterday, we are still carrying the burdens of those activities and things that now have created cellular memory and put us in a place and space where it's very difficult to feel worthy and deserving. It's very difficult to feel divine. And when we're smoking and drinking and trying to anesthetize the pain, the frustration, and all of that, so that those of us who are dealing with these things, we have to come to a place where it really matters, because the spirit that we each are, the spirit that dwells in these bodies, is greater than anything that man can create. But we have to activate it. We have to dwell in that thought. We have to allow ourselves to be consistently reminded every time we look up to realize that we are already in heaven, that the earth is spinning in space. And no matter what she has gone through in terms of the earthquakes, the floods, the drought, the fires, the ice ages, whatever, she is still spinning in flotation and rotation within the realm of eternity already. And we are in the now moment where it is our blessing that we're the beneficiaries of the gifts, the labor, the service, the realizations, the revelations, the epiphanies, the truths that so many ones have come to know and make available to us to make easier our way. So our best bet is to get out of our own way and understand that we cannot win in fighting anything, because to fight anything is to truly be fighting oneself. To fight freedom means that, you know, and we have to look at the language that we inherited over the years, you know, our freedom fighters. But to fight freedom is to be in a place where we are not taking responsibility. We're following those that are the usurpers, those ones who are the oppressors. We've taken on their ways. We've taken on their food. We have stepped out of alignment with who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that would have us function as co-creators in existence and take responsibility for creating heaven on earth as it is in the heavens, so shall it be upon the earth. As it is in our minds, so shall we manifest in our world. And as we are under the edict to rise for the exaltation of the divine feminine, to realize that every last one of us are under the authority of that which is much greater than us, the greatness of us, and our unwillingness to be obedient, our unwillingness to change our ways, our unwillingness to really knock and ask and seek. Because what I've seen over the period is that our miseducation has somehow put us in a place where we no longer feel the responsibility to seek the truth. Those ones who have gained professional status as a result of their educational matriculations and the degrees that they've gotten, and master's degrees and PhDs and doctors and lawyers and whatnot, feel as though they only have responsibility to that which they've studied and to the statutes and the agreements and the things that have already been written, and so therefore they do not apply themselves to seeking and asking and knocking for a true solution. And those of us who've become educated, we often find ourselves in a position where we are the ones putting the band-aids on the cancers and acting as if we should not be applying ourselves towards the true healing that needs to happen now. Whether we are nurses or psychiatrists or medical doctors or surgeons or whatnot. And so where we find those ones who have become very conscious and conscientious about a better way, because it weighed on their consciousness to be pill pushers. It weighed on their consciousness to see how many more people were coming forward with the heart attacks and the strokes, and how many more surgeries, and how much more money, and how little insurance. I'm just saying is that we are in a now moment where we must take responsibility for our own living, for our own lives, to come to a place and space where we are intensely intentional in living to truly optimize and maximize the gift that we've been given, to realize that we will have no greater wealth than the wealth of ourselves. And that mindfulness, that caring, has to be applied in our lives. Why? Because when we are careless and mindless and thoughtless, and we're just following the scripts and the programs towards our own demise, it affects our children. It affects our grandchildren. It's affected our parents and those who find themselves having to deal with their parents as their parents are aging under the effect of Alzheimer's and dementia and Parkinson's and other issues and neurological diseases and whatnot. This is not an easy thing to do if you do not have the patience, if you do not have the know-how, if you do not understand what the root of the issue is in terms of us having been fed that which had no substance for decades, so that for all intents and purposes the majority of the people are in a state of starvation, nutritional deficiencies that have robbed them of the capacity to be regenerative, robbed them of the wealth of themselves, the light of themselves, the truth of themselves, the capacity for aligning and realigning with that which is the source of being. And even though we may give lip service to it, and everybody has God on the lips and call on God and God and God and God, but not caring to function as God, not caring to have the right alignment, the righteousness, the wisdom, the love, the clarity, the cleanliness that facilitates it. We're in a now moment that is requiring us to truly take responsibility for what we're choosing, what it is we're eating, what it is we're doing, what it is we're saying, because we have that power to recreate ourselves using the faculties that we've been given in our capacity to imagine a thing, to see it, to feel good about it, to empower it by claiming and knowing that which you have a full desire for, where it adds to your wholeness, then you are truly worthy. Worthy and deserving of it. But what deficiency has done for us, it's created a unsureness, doubt, fear, mistrust. And as a result of all of the chemicals that are laden in the fish that you're eating, the tuna, the sardines, the salmon, the crabs, the lobsters, what are all of that, plus the chickens, the turkeys, the cows, the pigs, and any other creature that you may be feasting on, those that you're trapping, your squirrels and your possums and your deer for those who hunt. Say they may not have all of the chemicals that the commercial food has, but because they're out here, you cannot guesstimate or estimate whatever else they may have as a result of being out. We have to realize that regardless of how well an animal is fed or how it's killed, the fact that it has to rot, decay, and decompose in our bodies is the real issue. The reality that we do not have the hydrochloric acids to liquefy it, to convert it into anything that's going to truly benefit us, because we're living beings and feeding off of that which is dead, is taxation on our organs. And the fact that it takes up to 72 hours to process one serving of flesh, so that if you're eating flesh three times a day, then that means it takes a week to process one day. And this is why we're seeing the accumulation over time, and why so much colon cancer and so much polyps, and why they're recommending that you are always being tested for all kinds of cancers and whatnot, because they understand that the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the alcohol, tobacco, the white flour and the white flour products and the sugar and whatnot are those things that create cancer. And so I'm the one who is encouraging us not to wait. Don't wait to be diagnosed. If you've been feeding off of meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, flour, sugar all of your life and you're still doing it, now is the time to make commitments to your living. Make commitments to really clearing and cleansing. Making commitments to get rid of the high blood pressure and all of the issues that have come as a result of the body not being given what it really requires. And we have to realize that as we are getting stronger in these commitments to life, as we are ever more successful in doing the clearing, the cleansing, as a way of really consecrating our body temples through the process of purification, so that the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses are able to be completely re-enthroned in the body temple. Because this is where we meet God, get to know God. This is where we commune with God. This is where we become godly, is within these temples. And as a methodology of oppression, to oppress us at our cellular functioning by feeding us that which has no substance, no minerals, nothing that the body needs, but then we crave it, we want it, we gotta have it. You understand? And we justify it. But it's totally antithetical to what it is to be human, to do that which undermines oneself and to undermine our children. And to understand that as long as we do that, there's no amount of money that can truly make the difference in our living, because we are undermining ourselves. And after a while, the cells will begin to dysfunction. After a while, the organs and the glands will begin to dysfunction, to put us in a place where we know pain and inflammation and disdain and depression and all manners of things, and we become targets for whatever fears are coming forward. We're in a now moment where we have the opportunity to walk as liberated beings, to be freed from all of this. But you have to be committed, and you have to recommit and commit and commit and recommit and recommit and recommit and recommit like you're breathing. The way that we're living, and whether we're loving, the way that we're being, and not just the way that we're acting, it begins to truly show who it is we serve, what it is we serve. And because the intelligence of existence is the even playing field, everybody has been given so much of it. It beats all of our hearts and breathes us. We've become living spirits and souls as a result of its presence and its intelligence charged on every fiber of our being. We've been designed divinely and divinely designed so that we are able to have the experience of self-realization, self-actualization, and harmonization with the will of existence, the intelligence of existence, the wholeness that is required in order for us to really have success in this realm, in becoming all of who we are as these points of the presence of the Absolute. Each generation becoming more dynamic than the previous one. Each generation having love enough, light enough, wisdom enough to refine and perfect the system of things so that each generation has greater access to the greatness of themselves. Every day is a day that we should be exalting a full effort in our living. Every day is a day where we are able to expand our reach, to make commitments, to give the gift of our love and our self. To be in a place where we are knowing that with each and every breath we have another opportunity to think a greater thought, to change the direction we're going if we're not pleased with what's shown up. To know that in this now moment we have access to everything that we could possibly require. But we have to be willing to do that which is truly in our own best interest consistently over time. And to know that years and years and years of hot dogs and hamburgers and lunch meats and all of that has created a concentration and a saturation of nitrates and nitrites and BHA and BHC and synthetic chemicals that were in our breakfast cereals and whatnot, that these things are in our brain, our pineal glands, our organs and whatnot. And this is what we're seeing impacting and affecting so many of our elders and even the younger ones. Our 30-some-year-olds are dying quickly now from cancer and aneurysms and whatnot. We cannot literally continue to serve a system that licenses the miseducation, the violation, and the usurpation of ourselves, that literally poison our children. We cannot continue to work for these companies. But while we're working, then you have to really care to invest in yourself, invest in your clearing, your cleansing, invest in being renewed, rebirth, regenerated, rejuvenated, made whole. Rejoice in the opportunity that you have to even generate a greater way, a greater living, to be on purpose with the intelligence of existence. There's only really one purpose, and that's to exalt the intelligence that we each are, to know that we are all complementary to one another, and that that which we have the opportunity to do in regaining our footing upon the path of light, that which we have the opportunity to do to plant our feet squarely in the soils of absolute truth, to reach up continuously, to be bathed in the light of truth, of the eternal, and to know that whatever the violations, trespasses, sinfulness, whatever we've done, we can be completely cleared and cleansed of the violation, but we have to accept it. But we can't continue to punish ourselves and feel undeserving when life has not abandoned us. We still have heartbeat. We're still breathing, which is the evidence that God is still there. And so just clearing the way, consciously caring to do that which is truly in our own best interest, in exalting a full effort and a full life's urge, loving ourselves enough to forgive ourselves and to forgive all else, to be in a consistent state of giving, to know that that's the secret to how it is we continuously prosper, because life is giving itself to us consistently and continuously. And if we just learn to do what it does, if we just care more to have a greater impact and influence in the world, to commit our own talent, skills, and abilities to the service of love and light and wisdom and truth, to be in a place where we're not just well-rounded, we're 360 degrees of love, light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power, potency, and phenomenal vivid self-expression as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and that we walk the face of this earth as conscious immortals dwelling in the reality of the now moment of eternity and taking opportunity to affirm ourselves, declare it, to reprogram every atom and every cell of our being in that light, so that we are reversing all of the issues that have begun to crystallize in our tissues under the belief system that we're supposed to be dying from something, when we should not be dying at all. And the transition that we should make from the earth is not a transition of death. It's a graduation from the class of earth residency, being birthed into the spirit worlds as embryonic gods and goddesses, to continue our growth and elevation as conscious immortals. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.